Well, hi, it's Mac here, it's McColgan, and I've just listened to an audiobook by Stefano, who's at Slandy. Stefano, as part of his audiobook, mentions potentiometer of 5k ohm, or a 5000 ohm potentiometer, and he said, mentioned the fact that some of us might know what he's talking about. Well, of course I do know what he's talking about, because that was part of my trade as an electrical engineer. But what it really brought to mind was a guy who was the area electrical engineering technician for the whole group of the paper mills I worked at, and his name was Ray Hutchins, an older guy, but reared in the electrical industry when there were power stations all over the place. In fact, he was an English guy and served his time, and showed us some wonderful photographs of some of the installations he worked on down, and I believe not Battersea Power Station, but another one in London. And a complete technical whiz guy was Ray. Now, at the time I started at the particular paper mill I worked at, we had the mill, the paper machines, etc., were run with various forms of drives, AC and DC drives, with compensators and all kinds of wizardry. Old-fashioned stuff, in other words. And over the years, it was modified to the new software drives, which almost come as turnkey with a few adjustments. Amazing stuff that we eventually ended up with. But in those days, it was the hardwire stuff. And if we put a new DC motor on a drive and it wasn't attuned properly to produce the correct speed for the cylinders on the paper machine, you had to alter the resistances, the potentiometers, all kinds of things to get that particular motor to drive at the speed, and then to accelerate at the same speed as the rest, and to maintain speeds. Everything was tied in. But as I said, at that point, everything was done with wires or resistances. And there used to be packets of resistances lying in the drive panels. You would actually carry a whole assortment about with you. Now, most of the guys that were on the shop floor weren't involved in this because it was too serious. I actually learned a lot of that trade from Ray before I was put in the position I was put in at that particular place. In other words, while I was still learning my trade and hopefully getting up the ladder a bit, and I did. But I have to say that at the start, when I got involved, these drives, they were new to me. I had a clue. And Ray took me under his wing, and I guess he possibly saw in me that I had it in me to be able to work out what you would need to do, especially under panic situations. And believe me, Ray was a genius, and I never attained his genius, never ever. Even when I finally got into the overseeing position I was in, I still had only 20% of Ray's talent. And what Ray used to do would be stand at the panel, and with three or four resistances sticking out of his lips, out of his mouth, some stuck in the lapel of his jacket, and he would take a speed monitor and say, oh, the motor's doing 2,400 revs, and that's too fast or too slow. And he'd say, pass me that 260 ohm 5 volt resistor. And he would just literally, and he'd done this live in the panels with his bare hands. He'd just done it live. He would stick it in, twist two together, put two in parallel, put three in parallel, Yeah, that doesn't work. Yeah, well, we're getting there, fine. Now give me that and give me that. And it was amazing to see this guy work, because he was doing, and some of the guys out there will know what I'm talking about, he was doing resistance calculations in real time. In other words, not only was he thinking what needed to be done, he was able to do this physically with his hands. And if he didn't have the right resistance, he would pair two up in parallel or three up in parallel to attain the resistance, then make a series circuit. Very technical sounding, I know, but to see this guy do this was amazing. And as I said, I only learnt a small part of race talent. He was a sheer genius at doing this, and I've seen him many times. As I said, he was the area guy. Almost you would call him the, it's not the hitman, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, my mind's went blank, what you would call him. You will know what I'm talking about. In other words, when one of the mills had trouble, Ray would be called the troubleshooter. That's what I'm looking for, troubleshooter. Ray was a troubleshooter, and he would be based at one of the mills, but a phone call, and he would be in the car, and he'd shoot away over the country to one of the other mills who had a problem that the chief electrician or the electricians couldn't fix at the time. And he was just such a wonderful guy, great talent, great guy to know as well. And he's very cynical towards hierarchy. And many a time he called a manager down in front of the workforce for trying to say or do something when he was in the midst of getting the machine up and running again. He gained great respect that way, because he took no nonsense. But it's just when Stefano mentioned resistances, I have so many mental pictures and memories of Ray turning up on the scene on his big white horse and marching in, asking the questions and saying, OK, you know, go and get a box of resistors and let's see what we can do. And my goodness, he'd have everything up and running and the click of our fingers, certainly. And we'd all be standing there bemused and saying, well, why couldn't we do that? And that was the reason, because we couldn't do it. And I never ever got there, but he was a fantastic man. That wasn't his only talent, of course, twisting resistances together. He was a very, very clever man in all forms of electrical stuff. But that was 140, I always remember. The guy with the resistances stuck like hatpins into his lapel at all times, even in his dress jacket he had them there. And it was so funny to see him walking about with these things. Anyway, thanks for reminding me, Steph, about Ray. He was a wonderful, wonderful guy. Unfortunately died, although he was in his 60s still, a very young man. In fact, I'm gaining now on the age he was when he died. It was a damn, damn shame. He had so much talent to give out there. But thanks again, Steph, for reminding me of one fantastic man. Bye for now.